other factors to stratify risk and hopefully think about the timing and maybe the type of surgery that's applied. And I'm not going to go through all of these data in detail except to say there are a number of studies now being done that begin to predict risk for breast cancer and ovarian cancer that are traditional epidemiological risk factors. And again, without going through detail in the data, they're all over the place so far. So the epidemiological risk factors, if you look at high parity, should be protecting you, but it doesn't in every case, at least in the data that we have. Late age at first live birth should increase your risk of breast cancer, but it doesn't in every case. And so the epidemiological data has not been so consistent that I think we're ready to use these kinds of risk factors in clinical application or translation. But there are potentials for that in the future, we hope. You're aware that there's a thing known as the ovarian cancer cluster region.